Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Caitlin. How may I assist you?
Yes, but the thing is, I'm trying to figure out what I purchased, and I don't recall what it was. I just know the card number, and that's about it. And it says Quick Procure, and I don't know what that is.
Okay, let me pull it up to see what you were charged for.
$68.49. That's the amount.
What's your zip code?
Okay, you want the name under what it was?
Yes, you can give me the name.
My first name is, I'll spell it for you, C-H-I-Y-O. Last name is A, S like Sam, A-K-A.
All right, and the zip code?
20715.
All right, thank you. 1 second, it's loading.
That's all right.
Okay, let's see. So it looks like you got the purifier back in March 15th for $7.95. A purifier.
Fresh purifier.
A purifier, it charged you $7.95 shipping and handling for that on March 15th.
What kind of purifier is that?
If I'm not mistaken, it's an air purifier.
I never got anything
like that.
That
you plug
like
in.
I never got anything like that.
What's your
that's
mail address?
That's why we question that, because for one thing, I seldom ever use that charge card, and they're trying to find out if somebody else charged my card. I'm talking about the, my BJ's thing. Basically, I charge BJ's only for, for gasoline things. That was the reason we were trying to figure out what it was.
Okay. What is your mailing address?
Millimeter. You lost me.
Your mailing address?
Oh, mailing address.
Yes.
It's 12309 Flamingo Lane in Bowie, Maryland.
All right.
20715.
Now, this is the one that's listed. It says the product hasn't arrived. It's supposed to be arriving on the 21st, and that's Monday. Oh, that's tomorrow, I think. Yeah, tomorrow.
But we haven't gotten it yet.
No, ma'am.
So maybe it's something that was ordered out, but it was never received, and that was the
right
question. Okay, so I should probably wait until tomorrow and check it out, because I don't know if my husband ordered it or not. Until I see it, I won't know.
Yeah.
But it's an air purifier.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. But at least I know what it is.
Yes, ma'am. So when you get it in the mail on tomorrow, then you'll be able to actually see what it is. And then
okay,
you can see if maybe he ordered it.
Okay.
But the only charge that actually went through was the one for $7.95 for the shipping and handling.
It went in through just this. Well, there was an original one before. Was there one like that before for shipping and handling?
Say it one more time.
Well, that was all included, is what you're saying.
Yeah, it was shipping and handling $7.95. It does sign you up for an online membership. If you're not interested in that, you don't have to keep that. But the only one that actually went through was the one that you paid for shipping and handling.
So the other one didn't go through?
Yes, the one
saying
for $67.32 did not go through.
Okay, so this other air purifier thing that you're saying, I paid for the shipping and handling,
mm-hmm.
But something else was ordered beside that. Is that what you're saying?
Basically, when you got the product, it also signed you up for a membership.
Oh, for the membership.
Correct.
And that was the thing that didn't go through, is what you're saying.
Right.
So Quick Procure was the $68.49 was a membership thing.
Yeah, it's a $67.32. That was the amount.
$67.32?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then the $8.49. So, if I subtracted it, does that mean it was $7.95 the total?
Yeah, just $7.95 that came out.
Okay. So the shipping is the price that went through and
Correct, which is why you'll still get the product on tomorrow.
I see. Okay. I was wondering why it was so much. So it was the membership part that was high.
Correct.
And that was what that didn't go through.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So I'll probably be able to check out the 795, and that's what the shipping was. That did go through.
Yes.
Okay. I appreciate that. So that might make sense. So I was trying to figure out what that other part was that they were telling me. And I didn't understand what they were trying to tell me, you know, that the product cost $68.49. I couldn't remember getting a product for that total price.
Right.
Okay. Okay. Thank you. I appreciate that.
No problem. And thank you for calling customer service. Have a great day.
Okay, you too. Thank you.
Thank
Bye-bye.
you. Bye-bye.